A revival of Harold Pinter's 1978 play Betrayal is in rehearsal in New York. Betrayal is the story of an affair, and it unfolds backwards in time from the lovers sharing a post-romantic drink to the passion they first shared 7 years earlier. Along the way, much deceptive betrayal is revealed. Mike Nichols is directing this production, and it features Daniel Craig, Rachel Weisz, and Rafe Spall. And Daniel Craig joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You play Robert. Rachel Weisz plays your wife, Emma. Rafe Spall plays Robert's best friend and Emma's lover, Jerry. Since you and Rachel Weisz are real life, a husband and wife, is rehearsal 24/7? Is there an unusual number of pauses in your conversation at home?
What's interesting about the play is that it's sort of very intense and a very intense thing to do, but we managed to sort of go home and just sort of leave it there at work. I think otherwise it would be too difficult to do.
It's not the subject of conversation at home about how that happened?
And we don't talk to each other about it, no. We separate about it. You know, she gets on with her thing, I get on with my thing, and we've decided to do that because it's important to be separate entities when you're at work.
I tend to think of Betrayal as a contemporary play, but I realized that I recently interviewed the actress Rebecca Hall, whose father was the original director in both London and New York, and she wasn't born yet when this play was first staged.
Yeah, she's very young.
I just wonder, do you find that this is at all dated, or does it feel contemporary to you?
Surprisingly contemporary, but I think that when you have someone as good as Pinter, it remains timeless, and the themes are timeless, and it's just good writing.
On the other hand, there are moments when your character says perhaps he should have had the affair with Jerry.
Mm.
Well, that sounds different to people in 2013 than it did in 1950.
It may do, yeah. Pinter was very tough about that. I mean, he said there's no homosexual kind of overtones at all in the play. But obviously we're throwing loads in because it's... Just to let you know.
You're throwing that in.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's the play brings up so many levels of emotion that you sort of pick away at it and you find more and more things. We discuss everything and sort of what that means and what it doesn't mean, and either throw it out or keep it in. It just depends on how the rehearsal is going.
You dive very deeply into this during the rehearsal period.
I wouldn't know any other way. I mean, I don't think there is another way to do it. You can't do it halfway.
The men in Betrayal are Oxbridge literati. They seem to be from a stratum of British society. Perhaps your Cambridge-educated real-life wife grew up in, but this isn't your native ground.
No, it's as far away as possible from me, I suppose. I left school at 16, so I wish I'd stayed and I wish I'd gone onto a university education. But I eventually went to college and I studied acting, so I got there eventually.
When did you decide you would be an actor, that this was something you wanted to do?
Very early. Just the sort of desire to dress up and show off, which is still with me. Got me when I was probably about 4 or 5, I think.
What did you dress up as?
Anything I could.
Maureen Dowd recently wrote a story for the New York Times about Betrayal.
Which I haven't read, so if you start quoting it, I'll be in the dark.
So you don't know, although there are many words in this piece, you don't know what the first two words are in that story, then?
No, I don't. I try not to read stuff anymore.
Well, the first two words are James Bond.
Well, that's probably because I play him.
I've heard that. How do you regard this identity? Is this liberation that permitted you to do what you want? Is it a burden? How do you deal with it?
It's pretty good on the whole. I've been lucky enough to be handed something as iconic as this, and I've been enjoying doing it, and I want to kind of, you know, make the most of it and make it as good as I can. My feeling has always been that I'd like to leave it in a good place so that it can continue after me.
You can choose what you want to do now?
Yes, I mean, it doesn't make my choices good, though. I wish it could give me taste, but, it, you know, you kind of go with your heart. I mean, I think that's the best thing to do. Certainly in my case, in making choices about the work I want to do. If I like it, if I love it, if I like the people involved, then it's a no-brainer.
Tell me about the choice to do Betrayal.
The cast, the director, the play, I mean, too many good things. You know, the chance to kind of go back to Broadway, which is, you know, on one hand incredibly scary and another, you know, just an exhilarating thing to do. Broadway audiences are just nowhere else on earth.
Going on Broadway is both exhilarating but also scary.
I mean, standing up in front of people and pretending to know what you're talking about is hard enough. I mean, in any profession, but I mean, you know, it's just a big deal. Certainly for the first couple of weeks, it's like a very foreign place, and hopefully then it settles down and you can start feeling kind of comfortable with it and making it better and continue to make it better as the run goes on.
Well, Mr. Craig, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Daniel Craig, who appears in the forthcoming Broadway production of Betrayal, with his wife, Rachel Weisz, and Rafe Spall.